Like, it was, but that's, and that's the thing to always remember, like, I really emerged into a new realm this week. It was so positive. It was so uplifting. I was so connected with spirit, and I did a lot of creating, and I did a lot of creating with music, and I did a lot of creating with painting and art and spray paint. And I remember I had like one of the best days of my life last week. Like one of the, like, you know, it was just such a, and it wasn't based upon anything except for a communion with myself and the higher realms. And it really had to do with just creating. And so when I went into that portal, it was kind of like, okay, here's the next step. Now that you do have responsibilities, when your energy gets stronger and you grow and you open up to the next level, there is the next task of responsibilities that have to do more with yourself and your growth and emotions and what they play and your role and your old self and your ego and the way that you've been living in this world and the way that you're changing. It really incorporates to that energy and caters to that kind of energy that comes in. So that's one thing to always be mindful of, these things where they're not necessarily negative or bad. Like me being tired is right now has to do with, really, it's not like I'm tired and I didn't get enough sleep. It's really me adjusting to my new self. I literally felt like I just pulled off my skin and my new, like a snake sheds its skin, like my new self is here. Like I literally just feel like a new person, like dipping in, because my whole world now is fully immersed, and I have the time and the ability now to be fully immersed in the music the way that I want to. So that connecting with that and spirit, being able to communicate with spirit and putting those together, it's unbelievably phenomenal. Words can't even describe like the heaven on earth I'm experiencing because of it. And I think it's important for you to know that. I think it's important for everybody to know that that exists in this spirit, in this kind of connection. We're so caught up constantly with how things should be or what we're told things are. And, you know, we get to come here to this paranormal playground and talk about the magic we want to create, the magic we are creating, and the reality behind that, and that we're not confined in this little box, this little boxy area of what's been told. And to have spirit on my side, to be able to be aware of everything and every dynamic that goes on and see the signs and be open to the signs and really follow up with that and follow through, it's such a blessing. So the more you grow, the less you see misfortune. The more you're going to see that misfortune is learning lessons, helpful, and blessings. You'll see the challenges and the negativity helpful. And that's how you know you're growing. That's how you know you are stepping into your higher spirit, your higher self, and you're strong, is when you see those things as blessings. And they're always blessings. This is when I was talking about in the meditation about the sky and why I showed you the duality of the skies. You had the not early day sky that was clouds, sunshine, bright. And then you had the night sky, and it was night, and it was starry, and it was dark. And that's what I'm talking about, the duality. They're all one. And I also want to go on the subject of, when we talk about spirituality, immediately people have this preconceived idea about what a spiritual person should be, what a spiritual leader is, yada, yada, yada. And that's the thing. I see myself as a spiritual person, but I don't see myself as, you know, like some kind of guru or some kind of, you know, yogi or I mean, I do think that I'm a teacher, but I'm not trying in any kind of way to create this role model like energy of what spirituality should be. You know, it's absurd. It's just crazy because people think, oh, you're supposed to be spiritual. You're supposed to be nice all the time and kind and polite and just really fluffy, airy, sugary, saturated stuff is what it feels like when people describe or people think about a concept of what spirituality be or what a spiritual person should be, because it's something they saw on YouTube. It's something they've been inundated with their whole lives. Somebody sitting down meditating and or monks and this, and just, you know, just completely in that kind of rigid kind of energy. And it's just not that. It's just, you know, having to deal with, like, you know, spirituality is associated with being passive, and it's associated with, no, it's just like being a spiritual person is, has to do according to you, has to doing, as long as you are living in accordance and alignment with who you are and what you're supposed to be doing, you're spiritual. There's really not much to it. No, this, it doesn't mean you need to go collect crystals. It doesn't mean, you know, you need to have all these tarot cards, or you need to be knowledgeable about what's going on with the chakras and all this stuff. That's, you know, those things, what those things are tools and navigations to help people who are lost that they can use. But some people come into this world, they're not even, they don't even have any recollection or understanding or know or inundate themselves with any of that, and they're extremely spiritual. And that's fine, you know? It's just, those things are, people enjoy those things, but I think people take it out of, sometimes people really take it out of context to what, like, crystals are or energy healing is and doing all this stuff. They take it, people who don't understand it take it way, I think it, they just take it way too seriously. If you don't get what that is, it's just like, okay, you know, I mean, yeah, I talk about energy a lot. I really do. I, you know, but it doesn't, you know, and obviously positive, I am all about positivity and being positive and creating your reality and law of attraction. But, like, honestly, I'm not always like that. And, you know, not, it's not always going to be, you know, Skittles, rainbow Skittles and, you know, cotton candy skies. So, and that's what it's important to be informed about, the duality. If you don't have that other kind of stuff, sometimes there's no, you know, that other stuff, everything's just bland and everything just, there's no growing, there's no changing, there's no this, there's nothing, there's no contrast going on. You're supposed to feel good most of the time. Yes. And that is my experience. But sometimes, you know, sometimes it's okay to communicate how you feel, how you really feel. Sometimes it's okay if somebody's making you angry, you know, giving it to them. I mean, do it to your own judgment. I'm not here to tell you how to handle yourself. I'm not here to tell you how to act. I'm just here to tell you how to feel, like, not tell you, but here to give some helpful guidance on how to feel good. That's what it's about. Giving guidance on how to feel good. And yes, there are certain things that you do that can keep you in an energy of vibrating lower, can keep you in an energy of negativity. So these are the things to do good. It's not saying, no, don't ever do those, you know, don't ever do those things, da 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 da. You need to be you. You need to do things according to you. And, you know, sometimes you need to say things that can cause negativity, and that's okay. Sometimes you need to, you just need to speak your truth. Don't worry about what's bad or good, negative, positive. You need to do things that are, in the end, going to create a positive outcome most of the time. You do what you need, if even if it's different, even if people look at you and like, why are you doing that this way? It's crazy, or it looks funny. If it's working for you, then do it. You, this stuff doesn't have to be complicated at all. It really doesn't, and it doesn't have to be stressful, and it doesn't have to be rigid, and it doesn't have to be, and you shouldn't be judged, and you shouldn't have to feel judged about it either. So when we go into this zone of spirituality and feeling good and energy, it's really according to natural laws, and you're gonna get what you put out. So just because I, you know, I talk about and encourage being positive because it works. It's science. It works. You know, sometimes I'll do thing and do something or say something, and I know that's going to come back to me. It's possibly going to come back to me in a negative way, and I'm aware of it. But that's the thing. I'm not trying to live this completely 100% positive life and be like, you know, this is how you should do it, and this is how you should be. I'm talking about it because I know it works. Okay, I'm talking about it because I've lived it and I know how much it's changed my life completely. But use your judgment, and that's why we have free will. We can take certain things and say, I can do this. I understand the responsibility and the consequences that are going to happen after this. I'll take it fully, you know? And it also goes back to things like people in the past who have stood up for our freedom, people who protect our freedom, you know, in order to have and obtain certain things. Sometimes they had to open up some things that weren't pleasant, some things were negative, but I wouldn't be here if those people didn't do that. So that's another thing to think about. That's why it's important. You don't do things based off of some kind of rule book or something you saw, again, off YouTube, or how you perceive what spiritual should be. That's why you have an intuition. Your intuition is your rule book telling you. And that's why that's the fundamental about spirituality, is that you can have as much spirituality as you want, but if you're really ignoring your intuition, it's just kind of like, okay, it's kind of just like you saying, I'm spiritual. Like, intuition, that's where the seed is. That's where the womb is. That's where the gelatin of the source is in your intuition, your higher self, your book. That's where your book is, your teaching book. That syllabus, that textbook of your spirituality is in your intuition. I gotta write that down, it's a good reminder. Always remember this. The textbook to your spirituality is your intuition. Live with these words today and really think about it. And really understand, you know, that side of spirituality that is about play. It is really about engaging. Yes, you know, no, I'm not talking about, you know, yes, of course, it's better to be on the loving side, the kinder side, the compassionate side. Absolutely, absolutely. But don't beat yourself up if you're not there yet. It takes maturity. It really does. It takes growth. I'm still growing, you know, I'm still very young and I'm still growing with it. It takes a lot of strength and a lot of maturity to choose love over hate in certain situations. And that's what we're striving for. Why? Not because it makes it look good. Not because it just looks good and it looks good to dress it up and I'm doing this. I'm generous. I'm giving. This is what the image I want to be. No, that's not the point. It's about your reality and creating your reality. When you have that in your reality, that's what you're gonna attract back. Those are the kind of people you're gonna attract. When you give that, you're gonna get what you're giving out. And sometimes you're gonna give out some crazy stuff and you're gonna be like, oh, why did I do that? Or why are these people coming to me? And then it's just like, oh yeah, that's me. They're coming to me because I'm putting that out and it's coming to me. And I've done that many, many times. We do that. But also I've been aware of what I'm gonna put out and know that's gonna come back negative. And then you laugh at it. But in the end, I learned. And that's how I knew I needed to learn. And that's okay. And that's what you do. So be nice to yourself, be kind to yourself, be easy with yourself, because if you're opening up to this whole thing of spirituality, you just got to understand there ain't nothing hard about it. Any child can do this. There's nothing complex. There's no information. You don't need to read all, like, constantly be reading all these books and, you know, knowing your stuff. It's a flow of an intuition when you speak about it and you talk about it and you're in the realm of it. That's what it is. And to be honest, you know, that's why I think a lot of people do shun it sometimes, or a lot of people who don't understand it are like, that's a bunch of BS, and because they don't know how to speak the language, and it's that simple. It's like, imagine they're talking this talk. How come I don't know that? How come I can't understand? And it's just like anybody who's in a profession that somebody else doesn't understand. But this kind of thing, why it seems like BS, because it's not in textbooks. When people talk and engage in the cosmic language, they're flowing from a source that's coming from the sky and the universe. They are flowing from an infinite, magnificent place. Whew. Oh, that was a good, I don't know what that came from. I loved it. I think it was a lot of that inspiration from Alan Watts. That energy. So those are really good things to think about. And I really got to write that down. Whew. Hooey hoo. Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Wow. I'm really pleased with that. So we got about 45 minutes left of the show, and I'm really excited. And I'm excited about this playlist too that we've been playing. I've just been going through the flow. I want to play some Beckwith. It's really uplifting. It's really high, and I'd really like to share this with you, actually. So this is the Michael Bernard Beckwith, one of his talks. And this is, I'd like to share part of this with you right now in this moment. All, everyone who's listening, this is actually something that's really helped. He really goes into understanding about how it's a good destiny and how life is good. And it's about, you know, I'm going to give you a glimpse of it. So hang in there.
We're all singular manifestations. Your destiny is a good one. The destiny of humanity is a good destiny. For we are all singular manifestations of a cosmic good forever unfolding, an adventure in possibility, an adventure in self-discovery, an adventure of enthusiasm, an adventure of beauty. I invite you to stop for a moment. Place your feet on the ground. To close your eyes. Straighten out your back without being rigid. Hold your head up high. Notice a beam of light emerging from the bottom of your feet all the way down into the center, the core of the earth. And be aware that you're an earthling with the capacity to have direct wisdom born from all earthly experience. Because all of that knowledge is in the noosphere, the mental atmosphere of the earth. See that beam of light emerging through your spine all the way up through the top of your head into infinity. And be aware that you are a spiritual being, having a human incarnation. And without any process of reasoning whatsoever, and without any experience whatsoever, through your intention, through your interest in your spiritual practice, you can have spiritual insight and suddenly know something that you didn't know before, because you're in tune with all of the wisdom and all of the knowledge. Notice at the center of your being, there's an emanation of light. And it is expressing in all directions because you are the light. The light that lighteth up every man and every woman that comes into the earth. You are this light, this luminous being. The overflow of light is exuding through you. It never runs out, never runs dry. Open your heart, whatever that means to you. When I say that word, open your heart center is open. Breathe into your heart space. And as we go beyond 15 years. We go all the way back to when we were 5 years old. Oh, we go all the way back to the womb. Invite yourself to go before the womb and notice you still are. That you did not come into being because of your parents. They were merely the means of transportation into this domain. That you're a being that has no beginning and has no end. In tune with the divine. Oh, let that ramification wash over you. I am. And I have always been. I am. And I have always been. Allow yourself to be aware that as this beginningless and endless being, this unlimited, eternal, infinite. All of this is within you. You are living from the overflow of life. More than enough. More than can be measured. As a matter of fact, in this domain, quantity is absurd. There's only one. It's everywhere. And the intensity of this plenitude and abundance that's everywhere. Allow yourself to face the divine in you. It's beautiful, it's magnificent, inexhaustible, unlimited, profound, one of a kind, unique, significant. You matter. And you slowly move through the mental construct, the illusion known as time, to present moment. Maintain your awareness that you are an infinite, eternal, unlimited being. Here, to remember, to wake up to this dimension of reality and to bring eternity into time. That everywhere you go, you're unleashing, releasing, radiating, shining, glowing your eternal nature. Everywhere that you go, to the best of your ability. You believe this, that you're one with God. Your spiritual practice helps remind you of this and gives you the possibility for greater insights into soul memory that becomes integrated into your whole way of life and your way of being. You are divine. You are life. You are you. has no beginning and will never end, and can bring eternity into time as love, as abundance, radiant wholeness, creativity. Create a playground of loving relations, generosity of the spirit, and anchor this realm of good, even on earth, even in time, as it is in the mind of the infinite. Remember, remember, you can do this. Remember who you are. You're free. And in this second of being unfettered and totally free, become aware of your body. What a sweet instrument. The emotional body, the mental body. Sweet instruments to reveal clarity and love and beauty. Remember the room that you're in, the chair that you're sitting in. Remember the luminous light that you're emanating. And even as you begin to open your eyes, you're aware that you're still emanating this light of love and intelligence. As you look around the room with your soft eye, not staring at anything, be aware that you're surrounded by all of the power and all of the presence and all the love that there is. And you get to express it. What an adventure. You get to express it. No boredom. Forever exploring the domain of infinity. The nature of your soul, with its gifts, talents, and capacities being activated by your intentionality. Let yourself be free. Through the deepening of the realization of your spirit, through spiritual practice. It's done. As you look around, feeling good about who you are and what you are, the possibilities that lie within you. Welcome. Welcome to yourself. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for your spiritual practice. And as you listen to these programs over and over and over again, hearing things that you didn't hear the first time, and hearing things again that you've heard before, you'll elevate yourself to the beginner's mind and allow it to weed out and dissolve the hindrances and the blockages for you to have continual insights into your real nature and being. Be free. Peace and blessings.
tell me, is that your mother? She looks a lot like you, though, come to think of it, you look like one another. It's funny how with blacknesses most people have a difference of opinion. They said that I was like my dad, now they say that I'm just like what you want to within reason, but remember, take your time. Nothing stops for those who can't afford to wait. The best advice that I can give you is to hold on to your head, and as long as you are good and kind, you'll always be a friend of mine. You'll always be a friend of mine. As long as you are good and kind, you'll always be a friend of mine. Friend indeed is a friend indeed. You'll always be a friend of mine. As long as you are good and kind, you'll always be a friend of mine. Friend indeed is a friend indeed.
From there to Austin, we're slipping away from home and putting jewelry in pocket to take the trip, to go and listen to the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box and he would play. Couldn't ride or wrangle, and he never cared to make a dime, but give him his guitar and he'd be happy all the time. And all the girls from 9 to 90 were snapping fingers, tapping toes, and begging him don't stop, and hypnotized and fascinated by the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box and he would play. Then one day he was gone, and no one ever saw him round. He vanished like the breeze, and they forgot him in the little town. But all the girls still dreamed about him and hung around the cabaret until the doors were locked. And then one day on the hit parade was a little dark-haired boy that played a Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play.
I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot. I'm gonna keep well. Vegetables cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, cause I'm so
Boston Medium, PSA, Big Brother and Big Sisters, public service announcements. Be a Big Brother, Big Sister volunteer.
rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They might match your hobbies, geography, interests, personality with those of little brother or little sister ages 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. To learn more, please call 888-4112-BIGS or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Whew. Alrighty, right. Let's get back into it. The music.
Midwest is young and restless. The restless might snatch your necklace. The next these might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, if you alone and leave you breathless. Try to catch it. It's kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, now check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arresting. Saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of. What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packs to move. I hope
Jesus,
God show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid, cause we ain't spoken so long. God show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scribbles.
Jesus was with them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus was with them.
Now I hear he, wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features, but here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Kathleen need a Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single doll, radio needs this. They said you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which it probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out. God show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
Should know.
You're
get through. I sure don't feel so bad without you.
This is Paranormal Playground Sounds with your host, the Boston Medium, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, it is the end. It's the end of the show. And yes, it is our last 2-hour show. Woohoo! It's all right. At least I'm still here. I mean, that's... be grateful. That is what it is. And I'm still so, so grateful that it is continuing. So that is all to celebrate and be happy about. And a continuation of this beautiful energy. Hope you enjoyed the show. I will see you guys next week. I am here from... oh, no. Yeah, I forgot. I don't know yet if we're going to be here. I was like, I'll see you next week. I'm so adjusted to saying that. We'll see. We will see where the cards land. Hopefully, it will be on Tuesdays this time. But we'll just see, you know, wherever spirit in the universe must take us. We go with the flow. Ooh, I always go with the flow. Makes life less stressful. So this is the Freshman Four with Day by Day. The Freshman Four is actually the number one band that inspired Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys, and you will definitely hear the similarities. I love, and yes, I'm absolutely in love with them too. Absolutely. Here's Day by Day. Love you guys. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Day by Day.
I'm falling more in love with you, and day by day, my love's seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay as we go through the years, day by day. Making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in line to stay as we go through the years. We go through the years. We go through the years. Day by day.
Stressing out.